only not observing a fundamental transformation of Soviet risk-taking in a global sense. It would be inconceivable to me to have considered 4 or 5 years ago the kind of Soviet interventionism in Africa that is occurring today. And the whole evolution of the change in Soviet conduct cannot but be a matter of grave concern to Western nations. And finally, how can we hope to work out a just and responsible relationship under the rubric of détente with the Soviet Union if we are proceeding along functional lines of arms control, credit transfers, technology transfer, improved trade, while we simultaneously ignore blatant illegal Soviet interventionism in the Third World? I don't think such a structure can ever be established along such inorganic routes.